Moncrief on News Talk.
Ballyclarihan is a village in South Tipperary, but if you're familiar with that part of the country, you may know it as Clarihan. Local residents have been calling it that for the best part of a century, and they're now attempting to make that name change official. John Fitzgerald is a local Fine Gael councillor who's part of that campaign. Afternoon, John.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Not too bad. Was it ever called Ballyclarihan?
No, the village, since its establishment of a village, because there was a new church constructed there in 1820, that was always known as Clarihan Village.
Oh.
And the Ballyclarihan townland is about 2 kilometres away. Actually, I live in it. I live in Ballyclarihan myself, which is about a mile or so from the village. But the village itself was always known as Clarihan. But for some reason, the county council here in Tipperary have always made signage on roads out to it and roads leading into it and on the village itself as this Ballyclarihan. And that is something that, you know, it kind of always has annoyed people a little bit, but it was never something that they, you know, jumped up and down enough about that it actually changed. But there was a very beloved former local parish priest who had made soundings about it in the years before his death, and he had sought the council to change it himself. Nothing happened, and he went to his eternal reward, the poor man. And then in recent years, I've become a councillor for the area out there, and I've set in train now for once and for all to get the village known as Clarihan instead of Ballyclarihan.
Yeah, and so what is the procedure for that? Who has the power to officially change the name?
Yeah, well, it's actually Tipperary County Council have the power to do it. But we even make the point that they don't even need to do it because, you know, every single club, every community group in the village, it's known as Clarihan GAA, Clarihan Tidy Towns, Clarihan National School, Clarihan Community Council. Everything starts with the name Clarihan. Nothing starts with the name Ballyclarihan. And even the council themselves have the odd sign pointing from the bypass in Clonmel out to it as Clarihan.
Oh.
So they've even, the precedent has even started already to make it. But they have said it, they have given me a reply to my notice of motion, which I set before Clonmel Borough Council last month. And they have said to me that a kind of a plebiscite has to take place for the official change to happen. Look, if it has to be that, it has to be that, and we'll go along with that.
Right,
so we just like for the record to have it done once and for all, to have the village known as that, as Clarihan, because it's important. It's not the most biggest stone in my beads at the moment. There's lots of other more pressing matters in terms of housing and roads and everything else, but it is something for the record that we'd like to straighten.
Yeah, and the plebiscite, I assume, would it be just the residents of the village, the residents of the wider area? How many people get to vote on that?
I don't know that. I think it would be around the village. There's about 1,000 residents in the village, and it was a village that grew considerably in the 1990s and into the 2000s, and it's, you know, everything. It's a really good looking village now, and but this is just a little protocol that has to be changed. I think it would be pretty much the urban village, if you call it that, the urban village area that would be plebiscited to know. But I have yet to meet anyone actually on the ground there that wants it to remain as Ballyclarihan, because everyone uses the name Clarence. About 5 miles north of Clonmel, on the Cashel side of Clonmel, and it's a dormitory town, a village for Clonmel, for a lot of the major American companies that exist here. So a lot of people live there and commute in.
All right. Now, obviously, you and your political colleagues are a wee bit busy at the moment, so I assume this wouldn't happen. The council making a decision and then the subsequent plebiscite will happen later on.
No. Absolutely. I'm jaded at the moment from knocking on doors. So I wouldn't have the energy to face another plebiscite this month.
Yes.
But I'd say they will. Look, they've given a reply to me, and I suspect they'll go through that procedure sometime before the end of the summer. But I couldn't take 2 elections this week.
Yeah.
Or the next fortnight anyway.
Yeah, cruel and unusual that would be. Because on the deeds of your house, or if you own land or anything, I assume it has to legally say Ballyclarihan. So would all those things have to be changed? Would maps have to be changed?
Not really, no, because Clarihan Village is in the townland of Knockheaven, which is you know, a different place altogether. It's not Ballycleran is 2 miles away. It's a mile and a half away. It's down. I actually live there. It's a country area. It's a rural location. But you see, there was a church and a village there many, many, many moons ago. There was one down there, and the remains of it can still be seen in contours from the air. Actually, you could see, you know, the way you can see contours that you can't see on the ground, but you could see it from a drone or something like that. So it doesn't really affect title or land registry or anything like that, Sean. It won't. Actually, nothing turns on it. It's only a name change.
Yeah.
All that will turn on it is for someone to allow it to happen. And actually, it could be done in a stroke of a pen. But if they have to do it by way of little, you know, procedure where the residents have to be balloted, so be it. They would like to go through with it now and have it properly named Clarahan Village. And, you know, it all came about really because we wanted to get a couple of vintage signs erected on either side of the village, just the tidy in connection with Tidy Towns. And we wanted to say, welcome to Clarahan, drive safely. You know, the way you see those typically going into Irish villages. And we didn't have them. And the council kind of flagged us and said, no, you can't put Clarahan on it. It's Ballyclare. And so we said, that's what kind of bubbled it all up. And I'm like a dog with a bone with it now. I'm not going to let go.
But if they do change it, though, John, your address will still be Ballyclaren because that's the townland you live in. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. I live at Darcy's Cross, Ballyclaren.
Yeah. So, but I assume that the local authority will have to change a few road signs and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think they have to do that. Bite the bullet, get out there and change the road signs to C-L-E-R-I-H-A and we'll all be happy. We don't actually have to change, incidentally, any of the internal road signs because the school is Clarahan NS, as I said. The community park is Clarahan Community Park. The people of Clarahan have been calling it for donkey years.
Yeah.
Just a question to get this changed. There's not going to be, there is no smoking gun, there's no controversy. I think it's unanimous that people want to see this happen. I think I would welcome if it would happen, and I think everyone else would out there as well. So
yeah.
I'm talking to you today from Clonmel, from my, where I, you know, from the town, but home is Clarahan. So I think everybody outside would love if it would just once and for all happen.
Well, we look forward to that. John Fitzgerald from Clarahan, thank you very much for talking to us today.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.